Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
That's funny, Darius. Listen, we've been traveling a lot over the last couple of weeks. We've been doing roadshow stuff. So, behind the scenes, all right, Great Nanny on the Fan, blah, blah, blah. You know the deal. All right. So when we're not on location, you know, Darius running the board back in the studio will say to us down the line, so it doesn't go over the air, you're up, like when it's time to talk, right? Music's playing, hey, we're back, or if there's some kind of kerfuffle there, he'll say, let me know when you're ready, and we go good, and it goes, okay, you're up, letting you know. Darius just did that even though I'm, what, 15 feet from you? Is that what you would say?
I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe I just did that. That might be the first time I've ever done that.
Well, because Grant was on the Rex Ryan earlier.
He was. Yeah, the Com Rex Ryan.
So I'm telling you, everything is always jumbled, and like we're not in a rhythm. I mean, we're doing the show every day from 2 to 6:30 for the most part.
Or sure.
6, 15, sometimes the Nats earlier or later. But like we've been to 7 different places in the last 13 days.
I don't get to see you guys that often anymore.
Yeah. So you drop there, you're up, and I just looked at it like, okay, man, I'm here. I noticed the music playing. I was getting ready to go. That was just funny. Okay. 800-636-1067 is a phone number. I got a topic for you here in a moment. But one of these clickbaity kind of things actually caught my attention. And it's a sports book I happen to like. They pay me to do some television commercials.
FanDuel Sportsbook. ChatGPT. What's up, Ernie? Salad. Free throw percentage.
They're still airing, by the way. I've seen them a couple different times. There are a couple new ones. It's not a big deal. I mean, I'm just the voice of Charles Barkley and Chuck GPT on a national television commercial. What's that, Danny? How many? 3 different ones. Oh, was there one during the college basketball tournament? There was one of those two and the NBA playoffs. So a third one? Is that a huge deal? It is. Thanks for asking.
Danny Routier?
What's up, Chuck? I'm concerned about Bill Belichick.
Anyway, where was I? So, that was not supposed to come out. That's the character. The character does that. Here's what they tweeted. Will Jaden Daniels win over or under 1.5 MVPs during his career? Over or under 1.5 MVPs during his career? So here's the deal. We're in Washington, D.C., and we love us some Jaden Daniels, and he just had one of the great rookie years in the history of this little tiny league we like. So if I say under, immediately the alarm bells go off. It's like he's a hater. Never mind my track record. Screaming about wanting Jaden Daniels when everyone's like, but he can't throw over the middle. And the pressure to sack percentage is very concerning. Nope. Excellent. Superstar. Everybody shut up and please accept the gift. And then, of course, he's incredible. Rookie of the year and the greatest thing to ever happen. So no one will remember that part. That I'm sitting there standing on the table and beating the desk. I don't know how you could stand on the table and pound the desk, but I was doing both. Screaming for Jaden Daniels. Not that I'm a genius, but I am. No one will remember that part. So when I say under, it's not a reflection of him. It's a, how many does Josh Allen have? How many does, Joe Burrow have? Right? It's not a Jaden Daniels thing. It's a, there's a bunch of good quarterbacks who are going to put up stupid numbers. Like, Lamar Jackson just had one of the great quarterback seasons in history, and because people were annoyed that he has won it before or some kind of weird thing, that they go, let's vote for Josh Allen who had the same number of touchdown passes as Aaron Rodgers. Let's do that. Because one time Lamar Jackson got sacked more or something. I don't know. I still can't believe that that's what happened. Actually, I can believe it, by the way. It happens to us all the time. There were years that Michael Jordan didn't win the MVP. Sorry, he was the MVP. Every time. Every time.
But there's one year I won it.
Nope, wrong. That was wrong then, Chuck, and I love you. But it was Jordan. Karl Malone won the MVP.
Wrong.
Jordan. Anyway, the point is there are too many good players. He might have his year. He might even have 2 years. But then what if somebody does the same stupid thing where they get bored and they vote for somebody else new? There's too many good guys in that 25 to 32 range, which means they've still got at the current quarterback paths where guys are playing into their upper 30s, if not 40 plus. Where you think about I know it sounds crazy, but a Brock Purdy in a great situation in San Francisco if that continues. Burrow, Goff put up video game numbers, 4,600 yards, 37 touchdowns this year. Wasn't even considered, right? You go into, I mentioned Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, a different iteration of this Kansas City Chiefs team could exist where they're offensively good again. And instead of just relying on Pat Mahomes and a defense, maybe somebody could get open a couple times, dog. I don't know. Travis Kelce's real tired, him and Trey and Coach Reed. Maybe somebody helps him. I don't know. I know it sounds stupid, but Bo Nix just had an unbelievably good rookie season. 29 touchdowns and 12 pickles for Bo Nix. You sneezing at that? I haven't even mentioned C.J. Stroud. I haven't even mentioned Jalen Hurts and Justin Herbert. Now, who's going to have to hand it off 7,000 times as long as Harbaugh's there? But still, is capable. You see the point. There's a lot of really good quarterbacks. So my bet is under just because it's really hard to do. Doesn't mean he's not great. Doesn't mean I don't love him so much. Doesn't mean I'm not beyond grateful that he's here and I'm going to enjoy every single second as long as that's the case. I just think it's too damn hard. But conventional wisdom probably says over on that. Wouldn't you guys think? Don't you think, Tobes? Doesn't conventional wisdom say over?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. When you look at like the list of multiple-time NFL MVPs, most of these guys aren't playing anymore. It's Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Brady, Unitas Favre, Jim Brown, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Kurt Warner, and then two players that are playing right now, Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. That's it. But yeah, I think he's in that realm too, where Lamar, for all intents and purposes, for how good of a quarterback he is, has not won anything in terms of team success, right? They haven't been to a Super Bowl yet. Obviously, a lot of that's to do with Mahomes, but he's won two MVPs because he's so exciting. He's so good. I think Jaden kind of fits into that mold where he's so exciting and so good that even if you have a guy, because I think you look at the last 2 years, like mm-hmm. Josh Allen might have had better stats the year before, and then he didn't win it, Lamar did, and then this year, Lamar might have had better stats, and Josh Allen won it, whatever. I think it flip-flops, but I think he's so exciting that even if he's not the quote-unquote best stats or whatever, he might still find a way to win MVP. So I think he's going to find a way to win two in his career.
Who's better than this? Leading the league in completions with 460, 71% completion percentage, 4,918 yards, 43 touchdowns to lead the NFL, single-digit interceptions, 290 yards per game. That was not the MVP this year. That's for a guy that has none in Joe Burrow. That's kind of my count. Everything you're saying is right, Toby. I don't disagree with a single word of it. It's just hard. I guess that's my only response.
Team success is going to play a big part in this because yeah, I think Joe Burrow, right. If the Bengals are in the playoffs, I think Joe Burrow wins it. They were not, and so I think that's part of the reason. So if this team is consistently winning 10 to 12 games and they're one of the best in the league and it kind of comes a narrative as well because it can be driven by that, I think then you could see that happen a couple of times.
Darius, over or under 1.5?
I hate it, but I have to say under. One of the things I'm worried about, I'm now worried that the way that this MVP vote went this past year, where they kind of gave Josh Allen, in a way, a sympathy MVP. Because, mm-hmm. again, as
the
you said
SVP,
earlier.
The SVP, the Scott Van Pelt Award.
Seriously. I think we're getting to a point where the MVP might not be quarterback soon enough, where they're going to be sympathy MVPs for another position, like the running back position.
Like Saquon gets it when he sets the rushing record or something.
And stuff like that. And we've got this new generation of running backs that are coming in that are everybody's projecting are to be really good, Ashton Jeunte and the guys from Ohio State. And you never know. I think we might be entering a new age where the MVP doesn't always go to a quarterback.
Interesting.
So, again, I think that's just another element where it makes it difficult for somebody at the quarterback position to win multiple MVPs.
Did Adrian Peterson win it when he ran for 2,000 yards after the ACL?
Yeah.
Even though that was a year, by the way, I actually said Peyton Manning should win it, which is funny because to your point, it's always a quarterback unless it's not.
Exactly.
Rhino, over under 1.5.
I actually think it's over, and I think that we have – I don't even think we understand. I don't even think we can grasp how good Jaden Daniels is just yet. Like, everyone kind of puts him next to Lamar Jackson at this point. Like, I do think Lamar is a better runner, but I think Jaden is a much better passer overall, even at this early in his career. And Lamar is a great passer. He's an MVP candidate each and every single season. But Jaden Daniels is that good. And what he does under pressure separates him and kind of puts him in a category with guys like Patrick Mahomes, which we've seen him carry this team quite literally to an NFC championship game. This defense was awful, man. He was a rookie this season. He is going to carry this team and win multiple MVPs. I do believe in the fact that we have something very special in DC, and Jaden Daniels is going to be in a league of his own, maybe with Patrick Mahomes, and he's going to be at the top of the league. I truly do believe in that.
By the way, I know it's not the point, and we legislated this so hard.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
41 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Led the league in yards per attempt. Led the league in adjusted yards per attempt. Led the league by double digits almost in quarterback rating, QBR, net yards per attempt. Basically, adjusted net yards. Meaning, what happened when you drop back? Everything was excellent for Lamar Jackson. And they were like, no, not this year. I don't see it. Anyway, interesting discussion. I wonder if we could probably table that and pick that back up at some point. But again, me saying under is hopefully everyone understands it's not a reflection of Jaden Daniels. That guy is spectacular, and I love him so much. We're going to do a Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag next at 800-636-1067. So tweet me, chat me. What up, chat, on the YouTube page, right? 1067 The Fan, YouTube. We're doing that live now. What's up, guys? So get a question in there if you want to. You can call us at 800-636-1067. We'll do it there. Tweet me at Funny Danny. However else you want to get a carrier pigeon, whatever you got, smoke signal, we'll do it. But I'll tell you guys a quick story. I told these guys before the show, may not be enough time to take calls on it, but here's the deal. I got punished for going cheap. So my 7-year-old goes to a buddy's house, and they had one of those basketball shot trainers. You guys know the things I'm talking about? Like, it's the fixture that goes on top of the rim with the netting and a couple of poles or whatever, so that you learn to shoot with arc. You shoot over the rim instead of like line drives too, because little kids, when they shoot, they like basically throw it right at the rim, doesn't give it as much chance to go in. So it's telling you to get up and over, right? It's one of those training tools. And he really liked it. Said, can we get one of those? I was like, sure. Not having any idea how much it was going to cost. So I'm looking around, and I go on the old Amazons, and I went on a few different sporting goods websites, etc. The cheapest I was finding, and I thought I must be typing something in wrong. The cheapest I could find, most of them are around $1,000. The cheapest one I could find was $450. And I'm like, I love you, dude, but I don't know how badly we need this thing. And sure enough, You slide down, you scan, you check, you look, you search different terms, etc. I found a little off-brand situation, a little bit janky, not that great, a weird seller name on Amazon.com for $150. And I'm thinking, if this is $150 versus $200, I'll get the name brand one, I'll get the real thing, I'll get the Prime, I'll get the regular seller thing. But this is a $300 savings. It looks fine, right? How bad can it be? So I bought it with like two other items. I bought it like with like some peanuts, like a couple power bars, and like and some peanut butter or something. Who knows what I buy? And like three of the four items, like, yep, it'll be there tomorrow. And the fourth, this was back at the end of March, it'll be there the last day of April. Ah, crap. I'm sitting there the whole time going, I got scammed. I'm sure I got scammed. My kids are making fun of me. They're like calling, my oldest is like, what's up, scam? Like, that's, he started like trolling me. Well, wouldn't you know it, I get an update. Handful of days ago, this has been shipped and it's on the way. And again, could be bogus, could be a lie, but I have a little bit of hope. Well, unlike Grant's Pizzas, this apparatus comes in a box yesterday. It arrives at my house yesterday. I open it up. There's no instructions. There are no instructions of any kind. I figure it out. I assemble it. It's fine. I go to put it on the hoop. Bad luck. Nobody's fault. Maybe mine if you want to blame somebody. I've put it together correctly. It's got, hard to explain, but it's got these two hooks at the top that are meant to go on the top of the backboard. And that's how it hangs on. That's the apparatus that it hangs on by. Okay? It just so happens that my backboard is too thick to support those hooks. So the hooks would fit on a normal kind of bit of glass or a normal backboard you'd find in an indoor gymnasium. Well, they don't fit on this one. It's an outdoor backboard. So I'm going, ah, damn, you know, just bad luck or whatever. Not going to work. So I tell them, I disassemble it, and I'm going to return it. I send them a message. Hey, I'd like to return this. And they're like, sure, you could send it to this address. It's in Honolulu, Hawaii. Can we ask, just, you know, just for our own edification, why are you returning it? And I responded, absolutely, thank you. Nothing wrong with the product. It actually works fine. It's great. It's just that my backboard is too thick to accommodate the hooks. Nothing really I can do. Oh, in the initial message, they said, you know, maybe we can help you. If there's some kind of problem, maybe we could troubleshoot it. And I said, no, it's it works fine. It's my issue with the backboard, okay? They write back. It's not really worth it to us to accept the returned item. Can we credit you $20? Oh, no. Now I'm in it. Now we're doing Amazon disputes. Now we're doing face-offs with the seller. Now we're doing the swing by some outlet to return the damn thing. Now we're doing the shipping label problem. And as soon as that message hit my inbox and I opened it, all I could think about was, I would gladly pay $300 to not have this happen. Lesson learned. Until the next time I'm confronted with something that's much cheaper. I botched it. But now I'm in it. And now I can't lose. All right, that's my story. Grant and Andy's Tony's Mailbag next. Any topic, 800-636-1067. Tweet me, at FunnyDanny. YouTube chat, questions, get them in. Anything you wanted to ask but were too shy to. Questions about sports. Questions about life. Questions about food. Questions about why Grant doesn't eat certain foods. Questions about why he does. Like, if you had a question, for example, why does he put actual bits of ice in crappy store-bought chocolate ice cream? You could ask that question because that's a thing that he does. 800-636-1067. Tweets, messages, DMs, whatever you got. Hit us up. Grant and Andy's Tony's Mailbag next.